Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Yeah.
King crack nigga.
Yeah.
You got Curtis in here, man. You already know what it is, man.
Baby girl, I need ya. Yes, I really need ya. Your swag is so mean, you're classified as a diva. Real shit, she looks too good for me to leave her. Fall, and I'll be right there to retrieve ya. I have no doubts, cause I'm a real true believer. Looking for a shorty, not a hoe, but a keeper. That'll keep my heartbeat beeper like a beeper. That'll scream king when the king go deeper. Without a doubt in my mind, I'm steady on my grind. And when it comes to getting hit, I get it all the time. I fuck a bitch once, then I know the pussy mind. I can give two fucks if the bitch fine. I'm ready any minute as far as the time goes. I can hear the doggy style in the combo. On the real, no nigga can't top me. If I ain't Ali, then I'm in the top three.
Let's just chill. I wanna just chill. Let's just chill.
Radio. The number is 516-595-8305 with my co-host Niecy in the motherfucking building. Yo, listen, tonight we got Jamie Smady of the Comfort Podcast on this BZ. Johnny! Yo, I just want to give a shout out to my boys, the Kansas City Chiefs. Stay kicking ass tonight. Johnny, check this out, though. We going to get into a couple more songs, and then we're going to get into this interview. We got Niecy on here. We got Jamie on here. We got some callers on here. We're going to have a good night tonight. Everybody sit back, relax, take a chill pill. Once again, the number is 516-595-8305. Make sure that you press one if you want to talk. Next track that we're going to play is Cleo and Haley. Do it. Y'all be hearing it on the radio. This is my song right here. This is the Do It song right here. This song make you shake your leg right here. Yeah, I mean, that old school make the old lady get up out of her fucking wheelchair with the cane and shit and start dancing. And this is one of them songs right here. You heard it first on Behind the Scenes Radio. Let's go.
Just make sure you can see no less. And we secure like the money in a set. I look like this. Now I'm on the way. Let you know.
Pause just for a second. I gotta tell. tell y'all this. For all the artists, usually when we play songs, 9 times out of 10, we tweet and Instagram the songs. But we're having technical difficulties tonight, so we will not be tweeting and Instagramming the songs tonight. But from this point on, everything should be cool, everything should be set. So we will be, just tonight, we won't be Instagramming, tweeting the songs. Every other show from now on, we will. All right, let's get back to this good-ass music.
Pictures make sure you can see no less. And we secure like the money in a set. I look like babe, now I'm on the way. Let you know when I'm about a mile away. When I'm outside, please don't make me wait. The party's starting when we pull up to the gate. Girl, we so late. I'm just with the crew. We ain't out here looking for blue. Cause tonight be better with you. It's a hopey, something coming up.
Exclusive! get the win. You hear that?
What the win?
Know what it's like, just to roll with the crew, just to roll with the team, just to roll with Wapu.
DJ, turn around and bring it back, get ready to dance and hit the Jahkno clap. You can do it like this, you can do it like that, swing your arms left and right, hit the Jahkno clap, clap, hit the Jahkno clap, yeah, hit the Jahkno clap.
Up in that circle, killing, moving, and grooving, it's gonna hurt you. We gon' dance all night, it's no curfew. Spin around, knee drop, hit the clap, look cool.
Yeah, and don't forget the slow motion. Nigga, get the wind, smile when he zoom coasting. 100,000 plus every time that we post it. World star vibes when we post it. Wait a minute, everybody fall back. Jahkno, how you even been to Jahkno clap?
But first I went like this, then I went like that, then I wiggle two times, then I hit the Jahkno clap.
DJ, turn around and bring it back. Get ready to dance and hit the Jahkno clap. You can do it like this, you can do it like that. Swing your arms left and right, hit the Jahkno. Clap, clap, hit the Jahkno clap. Yeah, hit the Jahkno clap. King Combs even did it, that's a fact. But I gotta let you know that's a Jahkno.
Creating culture in the city. Swag on a million, we bop like Diddy. Hard moves, but we make it look pretty. And we still cool and act silly. Hit the millie, huh? We was so wildin' out. Nick Kenny called us and put us on wildin' out. Whoa, woulda known love come down, we'll go viral. Now we doing the moonwalk like Michael. Dance creation in the cycle. Okay, now I think I like you. I know I got the right to. I know I got the right move.
You can do it like this, you can do it like that. Swing your arms up and right, hit the Jahkno.
Babe! Babe! I told you I was at the video shoot doing the Jahkno class. I'm not with no girls.
Call me Jahkno when I step up in that circle.
Jahkno class, get it now. This is how you slow it down. Bring it round. Like that, swing your arms up the right, hit the Jahkno clap, clap, hit the Jahkno clap, yeah, hit the Jahkno clap. King Combs even did it, that's a fact, but I gotta let you know that's a Jahkno. Yeah,
we gon' need Drake for the remix, we gon' need Missy for the remix, we gon' need Busta Rhymes for the remix, we gon' need Diddy for the remix, we gon' need Chris Brown for the remix, we gon' need Swizzy for the remix, Pharrell for the remix.
Girls, set it up nice, diamonds and pearls. Boys say we looking good, shot. posse. Come around cause they know I'm the topic. She keeps her man away from me cause she know I'm his top pick. I got the roll up in my hand and it ain't shit to stop it. When you get it like I do, then it ain't shit to top it. Never need a man to buy it, I'm a multiplier. Busting through the door like cookie, this is my empire. Bunch of rookies, I go from zero to Michael Myers. I told the nigga right up front that I don't like a liar. Test me if you wanna, you gon' see the liar. Light up in my eyes, so don't even try to come to my with my fire. Woman power, yeah, you like it while I claim a title. Lady rifle out on the track, I send bullet showers.
Everywhere I go, they be looking at me.
Holding on, holding on, holding on, holding on.
your boy Curdy and T-Bond and Seeds Radio. The number is 516-595-8305 with my co-host, Nisi. What's going on, Nisi? What's happening?
Hey, y'all.
Tonight.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. We hear you. We hear you real loud and clear. Tonight, we have Janny Smanny of the Comfort Level Podcast. She is in, well, okay, so her company is an artist management based company representing independent music artists, providing resources, assistance, and development programs to individuals discovering the music industry and its concepts. They're global pop and sports icons with mass appeal and have worked with brands as part of a multi-year, multi-channel marketing strategy that goes far beyond an Instagram post. This is good old-fashioned sponsorship, which has been around for decades but has been conflicted with neo-marketing. Let's everybody give from Behind the Scenes Radio, give Janny Smanny of Podcast, of Comfort Podcast. What's up?
Thank you. What's up, Curtis? What's up, Nisi? That was a great introduction. You know what I mean? That was great. Even though I have a lot of them skills. You know, I had to put the rest. You know, not that I don't do them, but you know what I mean. You got to have support in order to do them, and you know, with the competition out here, it's hard. So you know, most of my dedication has been to exposure and marketing, you know, different brands. And that's how I started a podcast.
Okay. First question. What are your techniques on scheduling promotional or performance engagements for your clients?
My techniques on scheduling what? Pardon me?
What are your techniques on scheduling promotional or performance engagements for your clients?
Well, I don't do a lot of booking, but being though that I have my own artists and I have a few artists that do look for me for booking, you know what I mean? I'm mostly a budget friendly company, so it has to depend on the artist and what the artist is trying to do on that thing for, you know, in order for like live events and things like that. My scheduling for my podcast, you know, is a Monday through Thursday thing. You know, I do it from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you know, I try to expose as many brands as I can. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that for brand exposure, as well as play music and, you know, talk about events and things that are happening.
Second question is, what is your biggest problem when running into artists that want promotion?
They talk a lot of shit. They don't really want promotion. My biggest problem is talking about it and not being about it. That's my biggest problem. So the thing of it is artists, they want more than they can afford. But when you try to listen to them and understand them and see where they're at and try to guide them to make the best out of where they're at and to enhance that. They don't see it because they want superstar stardom right in the beginning of their career, and it doesn't work like that.
Okay. Go ahead, Niecy.
So, how did you actually get started?
Actually, I'm a lover of music, mostly hip-hop and rap. But, you know, I do love all genres, you know. Me, I love R&B as well. But I was listening to a lot of rap music and stuff, and I had a friend that was making music, and, you know, so, and he was doing all these things, and he needed supporters, so, you know, I said, well, I'll be a supporter. So I just started supporting him. I made a fan page for him. We started traveling with him. So then he had a meeting with Def Jam and Universal Records. They came to his house for dinner. His mother was my friend next to me, and she cooked dinner. He asked me to come because he was nervous, and he asked me to come sit between him and Def Jam and Universal and eat dinner, and so they could have the meeting and talk, and he would feel more comfortable if I was around. And that really piqued my interest. Now, how I became a music manager, you know, I like different festivals and stuff like that. I had went to a barbecue where Schoolie D and a bunch of other people that I hadn't known were Petey Crack. A barbecue I went to. I went to that barbecue and I met this young man, and he just seemed that I knew a lot of you know, the legends that were out there, and he said, can you be my manager? He didn't know who I was. And I actually was nobody, you know? But I never wanted to be like a groupie. That's one thing that I never wanted to be. I never wanted to be a groupie. I wanted to be useful. And he asked me to do that, and I told him that I never did that. And he said, you can do it. I know you can. And I said, let's try it. And we did. We studied together and we tried it.
Okay.
Okay, so what do you find harder, doing your podcast or being a music manager?
I think the podcast is a little harder because, like, sometimes you feel like you're talking to yourself sometimes. Like,
yeah.
Like the way I do my podcast, I can't always see my listeners because, my music license, I'm licensed to play music at the Comfort Level Podcast, which is set up at my home base. So I'm not licensed to go live on Instagram and Facebook and stuff like that with mainstream music. You know what I mean? So I play mainstream music now. My podcast is called The Rush Hour. Between 5 and 6, that's The Rush Hour here in Jersey. It's called The Rush Hour. And I get down. I'm 60 years old, but I'm getting down with some music, okay? So there's some seasoned music coming up out of here that I just can't play live on Instagram. So sometimes I feel like, you know, when I'm doing my show, I'm talking to myself. And with managing the artists that I have, okay, when an artist pick the manager should really know the artist well. Well, I don't have the very artist that I started with. I have a different artist that was given to me. Seriously, just given to me. It's like this. He's for you. You know, that's a whole different story. But me and him, we are so in tune with what we do that we know that we can't carry this thing over our heads. So we work, you know, we work differently than others. You know what I mean? And my artist, he produces some great music. You know, and he's also worked with some legends. He has some music with some legends, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doing pretty good.
My next question is, can you tell us about the methods that you use to send samples of clients' work and other promotional material to potential employers to obtain auditions, sponsorships, and endorsement deals?
Well, I really don't do that for other artists because I just had to limit it, the work that I do for other artists, because in this area, nobody can really afford that, okay? So to keep it real, what I do is, you know, my artist, he has everything that he needs. He has his press kit and, you know, different stuff like that. And, you know, they different companies have different guidelines for submitting. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But we frequent the, you know, all the outlets that he could. Actually, we're going to put it this way, the outlets that we can afford. You know, and if we will set a goal and we will work on one thing at a time. And that's what we do. And that's, you know, that's how we manage to, you know, to get around. But in the last year, my artist, he's been making an album. He made two albums in the last year that haven't dropped yet. So, he has recorded two albums.
Okay.
And, you know, those are in the works right now. So, we haven't really did a lot of booking for him. You know what I mean? Even though this year he came out. This is more about him or me, but I got him in magazines, and we have a clothing brand and all that other kind of crap.
Okay. And there was my other question. Oh, describe how you keep informed of the industry trends and deals, and then share an experience in which this helped you in your work.
You have to study. You have to listen. You have to be online. You have to go surround yourself with people that know what they're doing. I'm not talking about these little hip-hop open mics and stuff like that with legends. If you look at all my pictures and stuff like that, you'll see me with legends. And I learn from them, and I listen to them, and I go on their stuff, and I listen to their lives, and their podcasts, and their YouTubes, and everywhere. I'm a constant reader. I'm a constant blogger. I'm on all kinds of music publications, marketing apps. I'm a brand influencer that works with all types of. Let me see, a brand affiliate, if you want to put it that way. I work with different types of brands, you know, promoting them. So I'm always studying, you know, like you read the part about me when you said, you know, the Neo, you know. Well, Neo means new, so, you know, sometimes some new things is coming up, but I mostly concentrate on what has been done. How it's supposed to be done, you know. Now there's little ways of doing things to get around a couple things, but basically it's all the same in the industry. It's not changing that much, you know. The only thing that's changing is the way that you reach people, and new things are coming out all the time. It's utterly impossible to keep up with all the newest stuff that's there, but, you know, and that's another reason why I started the podcast, too, to reach out to more people, you know, and help with the exposure.
Okay. Nisi?
This is a two-part question. How do you go about promoting your clients, number one, and number two, when you hook up events for them, do you also attend?
When I hook up an event?
Yes.
I will promote an artist if I see something. I've done this. When I see an event that I know that an artist, I want it to be beneficial to the artist, okay? I'm not going to try to sign up an artist where there's nobody to network or there's no prize or nothing they can win. If you're just going to go sing and leave, you know, like, most of these venues, you know, they're not really entertaining the crowd and they're not getting anything out of it. You know, even though I believe in what I call lyrical exercise, and, you know, it's the exercise of learning your craft, you know, how to perform, you can only do it for so much for no money, okay? So I want to make sure that my artists get something. So I will choose an event that's right for them. You know, I've taken artists to open mics and things like that where you can win this prize. And we go in there, we win the prize, and we leave. That's what you do. You know what I mean? So I've done it over and over again. But the thing of it is you have to know the artist and you have to know the crowd, you have to know the area that you're in, and then you know what to bring and what to give to them. You forgot the second part of the question. Lucy?
How do you actually go about promoting them to begin with? Like, what are your forms to promote?
What I do is I want them to sit down and think about what they want their audience to think of them. So what they want to give to the audience is their brand. Is them. So we want to make sure that we're giving them. You know, I promote them. I have different platforms where, platform that I'm working on now, I have a roster with about 8 artists on. I take one song and I link everything that they got to that one song. So, and it's on a platform where people only go there to listen to music. So, and on this platform, you can do all different promotions on there. You get subscribers and email addresses. You can do any promotions. You can sell your items, you sell your music, everything. I promote them on there. You know, I take one song and a couple pictures. That's all I need to promote you to thousands, okay? So last week on that platform, I was running number one. Right now, running number two on that platform for City of Philadelphia in hip-hop, rap, and indie for that music. Now, brands, I'll take brands, whatever, on my brand affiliate programs, they usually designate what they want you to do for them. So whether it's a blog, whether it's an Instagram post or a tweet or things like that, I'm on all platforms. I do blogs on music publications, raphead.com or Rap or Die. I used to blog on This Is 50. I don't do that no more. Different stuff. I get them in music publications that I don't even blog on. My podcast, you know, I pitch the music to listeners worldwide and I promote the music, you know. It's just a basic promotion. Like, you know, they can get a radio interview, custom tailored, you know. Well, and all the interviews are recorded and they're archived, you know, for they can use it for their advertising or promotional needs. You know, I'm on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Anchor FM, Deezer, CastBox, Podchaser, TuneIn Radio, Breaker, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, all over, Radio Public, and the number one app for Androids. Podcast Addict. So, you know, and the basic platforms like Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, you know, you can catch my podcast wherever. You know, the segments are permanently, they're recapped and they remain on the podcast. You know, they can catch that. My website is realitymusicco.com. You can go catch it. You can go catch an episode right there. The interview, Curtis. I got to interview you and Nisi, y'all on there. You know, I mentioned the two online music publications. And, you know, it's cross promotion on all social media sites. You know, I do it several times a week. You know, and the roster that it's called Number One Music, I have on date. I do that constantly, daily, all day, you know? So, you know.
That sounds like you, Kurt, all day long.
I'm busy all day long. We busy all day long, all day long. You know what I mean? And a lot of people only see you on Instagram and Facebook. Well, that's because they have Instagram and Facebook. You know what I mean? I got so many platforms, I don't even remember them all. You know, and they pop up on my email. I'll be, oh, yeah, let me go pop something on that. You know what I mean? And I pick something. I pick somebody. I don't always pick my artists, you know. But I want to get into this right now. I'm tired. And now I want to even downsize even a little more. Like, I'm kind of tired of the podcast, you know? It does, the podcast really gives a lot of exposure, but, like, I feel like I'm sometimes talking to myself and I need more visual, you know? So I'm not getting as much visual as I should, you know?
So do you think you would go into YouTubing more?
Yeah, I have to get into YouTube and more. You know, I have some events on there, and I have some of the podcasts I did with some of the co-hosts that left me because they want to rap and sing. Yeah, but you know what I mean? Most of my YouTube videos are from my experiences, you know, and music. I love festivals and stuff like that, you know. I love the outdoors, so, you know, if I could podcast at a festival all day, that would be in my glory, just sit there and talk all day and play music.
Mm.
You know, but the thing of it is, I'm it's like this. I'm an older woman. you know, and I know the competition is strong, you know what I mean? And these young ones out here is, you know, okay, say it, the running rings around me, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. Go ahead, Niecy.
Yeah, I was just gonna ask. So, what is like the most difficult thing you've encountered, either promoting or managing an artist or on your podcast?
It's the support. You know, I can do the job. It's the support. You know, and if you don't have any customers to work with, you know, then it gets like boring. I'll say I'm bored with it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the people that I work with and see my work and stuff, they always have been satisfied, you know, to a certain extent. You know, there might be a little, you know, stuff we have to take care of and make it a little better at an afterthought. But, you know, I work well with other people. And I just wanted to give people what they want. You know what I mean? What is it that they want? It seems like they don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I can't give fame. I can't give fame. It's like leading a horse to water but not being able to make him drink it.
That goes with a lot of different things. Kurt?
Yeah. It's a struggle out here for the artist, especially at these times now. You know what I mean? So It's crazy. Well, marketing, you know, it's a big deal. You know what I mean? I like dealing with people that can pay like a one time fee for like a steady flow of service or something like that, you know, like on with my platforms. You know, I usually say, okay, if you know, say if I charge you, for example, $40 for 30 days of just promotion, I give you everything I got. I wouldn't care. You know what I mean? But they just don't listen. They don't hear it. You know what I mean? Like, because most of my marketing is online. So, you know what I mean? Platforms that I've already paid for. And marketing, you know, is only actually, you know, telling stories that people, the thing of it is you got to be good at it. You know what I mean? You have to tell fabulous stories to, you know, the marketing is a game, okay? Everybody's doing the same thing. But if your story is enthralling and fabulous or whatever, people going to forget about their wallets, you know, because they're going to come running to you because you got this fabulous story of how you can promote them, you know what I mean? And I'm just giving the raw shit. You can't afford that fucking shit right there. Why are you looking at it? They don't want to hear that. They want to hear, yeah, I can make you famous. I'm not going to give you that story. I'm not going to give you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's creating, communicating, delivering, and you know, and exchanging offers. You know, it gives the value to the customers, you know what I mean, and your clients and your patrons. My
core
concept.
What would be some advice you would give to someone who wants to do a podcast or get into managing an artist?
Well, a podcast is easy to start because a podcast. When podcasts started, it was no visual. People was just talking. Now, since we got these lives and these Instagrams and all this and these different platforms, podcasts has become visual. You know what I mean? So, I mean, anybody can do it, but you have to have some good content to keep a lot of viewers, you know, sponsors and things like that, people that want to be on your podcast. You have to draw those sponsorships and things like that. You know, if your content is not good, it's not your, you know, and that's kind of like where I'm failing at. You know, even though I'm playing good music, it's a million people playing good music. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess more so to draw people to my product would be, you know, enhancing the product itself, my selling concept, my marketing concept, and the societal marketing concepts. You know, you have to really know who to market to.
True. So 813569. Is anyone on there?
Yes, the boy is Chubby's with Elba. What's good?
Hey, how are you? Do you have any questions for Jamie?
I was kind of listening to the conversation. Sounds like Jamie's got some really good marketing strategies, and she's going on a new platform. She's trying to launch it via podcast. Is that right?
Yes. Well, my podcast has about 100 episodes. So
oh, wow.
I've been doing this lately. Yeah. And I've been in the business for over 13 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah. My philosophy
is really identifying the needs of my customers, and that, you know, benefits us both in business.
Mhm. Mhm. A mutually satisfying relationship. Absolutely. I podcast as well. I've been going since 2018, so definitely keeping my ears open to learn from you.
You know, what do you find hard?
I mean, it's really about content, and there's a lot of different schools of thought. And I know for my brand, I make sure that I do 7 points every day. I make sure that I get 7 pieces of content every day. I might not like all 7 pieces, but I get them out there every day. It might be all video, it might be pictures, it might be memes, it might be a message, but that's how I've been playing. I just kind of keep that consistency, and sometimes when I'm ready to execute a strategy, I execute, and other times I'm just observing, you know, trying to learn through osmosis. I don't have 13 years like you do. So I definitely listen to every word that you say.
Well,
okay,
you know what?
We're going to take a quick music break with JT, Fell in Love. We'll be back in a minute.
I love you, baby.
You are my destiny. I love you when I need you, baby. Don't you leave.
Change my life,
new
people in love with you.
precious glass. There you showed me a better love, and now I know you. Never knew I could feel like this. One touch and just one kiss changed my world when just one day. I love you, I love you, baby.
The listenership, you know, they don't people that listen to podcasts, they don't mind the mistakes. They want real and reality. You know, it's not like a FM radio station, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So your FM radio station can only go but so far. You know, if we on a podcast, if we want to say, you know, blow it out your butthole, we can say. You know what I'm saying? You know? You know? But, you know, my biggest thing.
That's why I'm trying to start mine.
Yeah, the biggest thing is branding. You know what I mean? So, the brand is going to speak for itself. You know, you got to stick to what the brand is. You know, you can't. Let me see how can I put it. Okay. And then I'll see you next week.
Okay,
morning.
I don't know for how many reasons it cut off just now.
We hear music in the background.
I know he's able to control it, but he just can't talk and for us to hear him.
Yes. So everybody out there in live land and podcast land that's listening, this shit is real, okay? There's technical difficulty. You know what I mean? This shit is real, especially when you're indie and you're doing it yourself. Now, if you want to go to a big studio and have the cameraman rolling and the videographer going, then you can do that. But when you're an indie and you ain't got no money and you can't go up to these companies, don't come to us with that bullshit. But there's businesses, we pay for this stuff, these microphones and this stuff that you see here, this equipment that we use, as headphones and what have you. We pay for this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And as a music
right,
manager,
right now, I'm
you know,
music from a whole different area than where Curtis is at.
And as a music manager, I'm flipping both. I'm living my life. That's what I'm doing. I'm living my life. You know, and I'm thinking about relocating.
Where
are
you planning on relocating to?
I might go to Florida. Thinking of Florida. Maybe Georgia. Florida's my first choice, though. Time for retirement.
Yeah, but you're trying to get past where all the hurricanes are at.
To me?
Yeah. You said Florida or Georgia. That's where a lot of the hurricanes hit first.
I know, but man. Yeah. Gotta figure it out. I gotta do something. If not, If I don't do that, maybe I might try to go to New York. I might go to New York. I would be good in New York. So, you know, my artist, he's pretty damn cool. You have any of his music? Oh, well, the music right now. We've been doing some work in New York.
I have a couple questions for you. Couple more questions for you. Can you provide an experience in which you effectively managed a business, or where you effectively managed a client, an artist, and what method led to your success?
I do indie artists, so none of them really have what they would categorize as success. You know, But I mean, you know, ripping mics and winning prizes and stuff like that, you know, it's great. I, you know, have introduced them to legends and things like that that I've met and had dealings with myself on other levels, you know what I mean? Not those levels, but you know what I mean? Just networking, being in places that I want to be surrounded by, the people that I want to be surrounded by, you know? So I've taken artists to do that, but basically they need to do their own thing, you know what I mean? Right now, my artists, we're still hoping for success. So what I did, my artist, his name is Spark Easy. Spark Easy, I had him doing some radio shows in New York, and they had a magazine showcase. What was the thing? Whatever, the magazine was coming out, and Spark Easy was a part of that. When he performed, a record label liked his performance, so they contracted to do an album with him, which is one of the albums I had spoke about earlier. And, you know, through them, we met a lot of legends like Grandmaster Flash, Melly Mel, and stuff. What's that? But he did, you know, he got on a mixtape with them. You know, it's, the name of the label is Grand Groove Unlimited Records. And they put out, I had held it up earlier for my audience. I'm on live. I'm on Comfort Level Podcast Live. This album, Grand Groove Unleashed, which have artists Boogie Black, Peter Wayne, Victor Days, John Jiggs, Beast Move, he's going by the name of Benji now. He switched that up. Relly Waters, Attic, and Jeffrey. We met, what's his name? Will Trax. Will Trax, Raw Digger, Mr. Cheeks. You know, these are the hip-hop legends that we are associated with, and that my artist is making music and stuff with. He has two songs remixed. Well, actually, on that CD that I'm talking about, they remixed my artist's song, that show song that they heard. They remixed that with him. And then two other songs that he put out, Bag and New Wave, are remixed with him and Fred the Godson. God rest his soul.
Okay, well, we're about to end the show now. So at the end of the show, we usually give our shouts out and what we're thankful for. So, Janie, you want to give shouts out and tell everybody what you're thankful for?
Yeah, I want to give shout outs to this love affair that I had with Niecy and Curtis right now. That's what I'm thankful for. But more than that, I'm thankful for waking up every day. You know, that's something that doesn't happen with everybody, you know what I mean? And I'm thankful for all the supporters that I do have. And I just want to give a shout out to Philly, Jersey, and everybody that supports me. Just, you know, keep supporting me because I'm getting old. Y'all just keep listening to mama.
You have your social media links that you want to give out for people to contact you?
Yes, y'all can follow me. Just remember, it's realitymusicco.com. You can find everything that way.
This is Niecy the Queen from Behind the Scenes Radio. Soon to come, How You Live in Radio, with my host, Kurt ENT, who cannot be heard at this moment in time because of technical difficulties. I'd like to give a shout out to everybody who listened, called in and listened, listened online. We'll download this episode at a later time. I am thankful for my heathen children, my even more heathen grandchildren. Kurt, even though he gets on my nerves all the time, especially right now, all I can say is you can follow me on Instagram at @Nisi_the_royal. You can follow How You Live in Radio 2020 on Instagram. You can look me up on Facebook. And unfortunately, my Twitter is suspended and I can't get back on it. So,
no, man, make it
then,
I love
I tried. It won't let me do that either. It won't let me do that either. It won't even let me do one for How You Live in Radio.
Oh, wow.
But I got How You Live in Radio. That'll be coming out the end of this month. I have quite a few lineup people lined up to do interviews and have different topics to talk about. Musicians, artists, entrepreneurs, socialists.
Whatever
so
you got,
it's going to be a different brand of radio other than behind the scenes. It's going to be a spin on a woman's take, but with a little edge on it. So be on the lookout for that. Until
look
then, I'll catch y'all. I'll catch y'all next week.
Maybach
music. We out your money.
Becky.
10 o'clock. Yeah. You already know.
Know what time it is, huh?
Let's go.
All we do is whip it. All she do is whip it. All we do is whip it. All she do is whip it. All we do is whip it.
Counterclockwise.
Whip it.
Counterclockwise.
Whip it. Whip it,
counterclockwise.
Whip it,
counterclockwise.
Whip it,
counterclockwise.
Maybach music.